So good news, everybody.
We
finally won. All the bad stuff is going to be gone. All the world's problems will be solved because YouTube just banned supremacist content and thousands of channels about to be removed. Yay.
Okay, so here's a question. Is that their wording, supremacist, or is it white supremacist content?
Supremacist.
Supremacist, but okay. We all know what they mean.
Right.
And also, but conspiracy channels, too. This is only telling you half the story because they're also...
Trying to shut us down.
They're not outright taking conspiracy content off, but right. Anything that they say is
borderline.
Like, this is conspiracy. They are just hiding it from public view. It's basically just going to be
the first
hidden
half,
by default.
So the first three paragraphs of this article basically couch it as like, we're removing Nazism and right-wing ideologies off YouTube.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. We'll just go ahead and read it. YouTube is changing its community guidelines to ban videos promoting the superiority of any group as a justification for discrimination against others based on their age, gender, race, caste, religion, sexual orientation, or veteran status, the company said today. The move, which will result in the removal of all videos promoting Nazism and other discriminatory ideologies, is expected... don't be surprised when Nazism is interpreted very, very broadly.
Why would you be? It already is.
Yeah. Nazism no longer means what it actually means. Yeah.
It's literally become the default, I disagree with you.
You're a Nazi.
It's used by both sides.
Yes.
Against one another as a pejorative. It means nothing anymore.
I think the left is a little bit better at making it stick, at least, because they control the mainstream and shit. Is expected to result in... And when I say the left controls the mainstream, I'm talking about the corporate left, because really the populist left doesn't control shit. Is expected to result in the removal of thousands of channels across YouTube. Okay.
You may say my channel...
I have a feeling...
It is,
I don't know if we're going to be one of those channels. I don't think we will be. You just never know with these YouTube things.
Hell!
Deep fat fried, you gone.
I just don't trust YouTube to fucking know the difference. You know what I mean? Like, we talk about politics, so I think our heads are on the chopping block.
I just
saw
on Twitter that, on the DP Twitter, they were I'm sure it's probably Ben tweeting, but he was saying that, that episode where we all talked about Kinky Joe.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that offered the prize money.
Old one, yes. Where I was still back in California on Skype.
Right. And basically, YouTube new algorithms have already removed comments from that video, and I think they might have hidden it at this point as well.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
So that's the kind of...
what I'm saying.
Retroactively going back.
Right. And the thing is that...
And that's an anti-conspiracy.
Right, we covered that to call that guy an asshole and a piece of shit.
Yep, it's gone now.
And to tear down his stupid conspiracy
nut bullshit.
And
to counter the conspiracy narrative that he was weaving.
Right.
Where he was a Sandy Hook denier, Hook denier. And
he basically wanted to drag a dead child's corpse to his front door.
And we took him on back when we were on DP, and apparently that's too hot for YouTube now. So in their effort to get rid of this content, it looks like there's also going to be a lot of collateral damage of people who have attacked such content and tried to counter it themselves. Because, YouTube, this is not human beings that are looking at this stuff and making, nuanced decisions. This is algorithms saying, I see these keywords, 72% chance this is a bad video, banned. So be careful, everybody. It's a brave new YouTube. The changes announced Wednesday attempt to improve its content moderation in three ways. First, the ban on supremacists will remove Nazis and other extremists who advocate segregation or exclusion based on age, gender, race, religion, sexual orientation, or veteran status. Okay. So goodbye several YouTubers that I can think of offhand. In addition to those categories, YouTube is adding caste, which has significant implications in India, and a well-documented violent events such as Sandy Hook, elementary school shooting, and 9/11. So a lot of people who are debunking 9/11 truth, as well as people who are spreading 9/11 truth, are going to be censored. Neither one should be censored, really.
No.
Users are no longer allowed to post videos saying those events did not happen, YouTube said. So 9/11 truth is banned, but as a consequence, basically countering 9/11 truth will also be banned.
Yes. It says borderline content and harmful misinformation.
Yeah, this is the crazy one.
Look, dude, you can never take any type of corporate statement from YouTube or any corporation really at face value. That is so broadly applicable to
borderline.
Well, like I said, the
before
DP
we discuss
content,
the paragraph, let me just read it so people have a better idea in case they're just listening or something. Second, YouTube said it would expand efforts in January to reduce the spread of what it calls borderline content and harmful misinformation. The policy, which applies to videos that flirt with violating the community guidelines but ultimately fall short.
So they don't.
So basically they're going to punish you not only for breaking the rules,
even getting close,
but for getting close to breaking the rules.
Can I say something real quick?
Aims to limit the promotion of videos through recommendation. YouTube said, as far as I'm concerned, they've already
been doing
this.
That's what I was
going to
say. They've been doing this on several other channels,
I'm sure, as well.
If they're announcing it now, they rolled it out a year ago, because this has been happening to you. This has been happening to a number of creators that we know and have worked with.
And had already decreased the number of views that borderline videos received by 50%. In the future, the company said it will recommend videos from more authoritative sources like top news channels in its next... It's a gift to corporations!
And you know what?
It's a gift to CNN! It's a gift to all these fucking corporations,
you know what?
Dude.
Listen. You know what? People have called me a fucking conspiracy theorist for saying that YouTube has suppressed my views, but right here they're saying they've already decreased the number of views of borderline videos by 50%, which is about how much my channel has declined since the first adpocalypse. So here's YouTube admitting that I was not wrong. It was not a conspiracy. I wasn't fucking full of shit. Here's YouTube admitting it.
And you
know
what?
My content has been flagged in their system as borderline. Doesn't quite violate the rules, but it comes too close for comfort, so we're going to slash its views by 50%. And it looks like they're going to go ahead and just continue to slash those views.
And this isn't
until everybody with a real opinion is fucking gone, and all you can watch is, you know, cooking shows and cat shows and makeup tutorials and other stupid bullshit like that.
You know what the saddest part about this is, TJ, is there were so many fucking voices when we were talking about this happening to you, and this happened alternately to DP when we were there, too. We, like, that channel took just as big a hit as any other channel did from the adpocalypse, and there were so many smug, bullshitty, authoritative, nobody's on the internet lining up with highly upvoted comments talking about it's a conspiracy theory and we're responsible for our view decline and yada, 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 yada. And here's the proof that it was wrong, and not a single one of those people ever have to fucking account for that stupidity.
Not even one of them will come to us and be like, I guess you were right.
Nope.
YouTube admitted it.
Nope.
Doesn't matter.
None of them. Bullshit, dude.
Finally, YouTube said it would restrict channels from monetizing their videos if they are found to repeatedly brush up against our hate speech policies.
What does that mean, brush up against?
Brush up against
whatever it is.
Whatever they want it to mean,
It's all fucking vague bullshit, dude.
Those channels will not be able to run ads or use Super Chat. The last video monetized on my channel was my reaction to the Aladdin trailer.
They're just running anyone off the platform they don't want on there.
Yeah.
Which lets channel subscribers pay creators directly for content and chat features, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, look, let's be honest about what's happening here. YouTube doesn't want to be a vlogging site anymore.
No.
YouTube wants to be like Netflix
the new TV.
Cable TV,
yeah.
Right?
100%.
It wants to be the replacement for cable. That means that we can't have objectionable stuff. We can't have people saying bad words. We got to have more family-friendly stuff and tend towards that. More, quote-unquote, credible curated news sources. Yep. And they just don't want vlogging anymore. And if you're doing any kind of thing that has a basis in vlogging, which we do, if you have a video game commentary channel, your basis is vlogging, they don't want you anymore. Because they don't have any fucking credible assurance that you're not going to go off the rails and drop an N-bomb or become a racist or whatever. They don't want you anymore. They want stuff that they've got control over.
Something safe.
So say good. Honestly, let's just be real about this. It may not happen tomorrow, but say goodbye to YouTube, everybody. If you make your nut on YouTube, I hope you've got a plan, because it's going bye-bye.
Or I hope you have the kittens and puppy dog channel.
Yeah. This whole experiment of, you know, your average Joe being able to build up an audience
and create an
alternate fucking source of entertainment and news or whatever the fuck for other people to look at, it ain't happening on YouTube anymore. You better go. You better find some other fucking place to go.
Yeah. Because
YouTube's done. That announcement that we just read most of is the death knell for the vlogging, podcasting, video game commentary style channel on YouTube. If you're not on a corporate contract somewhere, they don't want you anymore. Average Joe, goodbye. Goodbye.